He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
Oh, and he's in form too, David Gately, after building us an enormous bank there last week with his 3-4 parlay. Hello, Gator.
Mate, actually, I've sent a message to Gareth thinking he was on, but we're still in the upgrade mode, I think.
Yeah, Gareth, he didn't last very long on his comeback to RSN Central. He had a couple of days, and then he said, no, that's enough, drop the tools, and he's off down to the peninsula. So yeah. I'm back. But I'm glad to be back because you are in form seeing them like beach balls last week, Gator.
Yeah, it was good in Sydney. I mean, we sort of referenced that we were much more confident there than Flemington. That's how it played out. So we didn't find too many at headquarters, but Sydney was a really big day. So just exciting racing this week. All three states, if you like, counting the Gold Coast. So it's a terrific day's racing.
Yes, it would have been nice if Big Parade had have just been able to hold on for us. Would have been an outstanding way to kick off 2021. But that's okay. We get another chance to do it all again this weekend. Where are you going to be spending the majority of your money on Saturday, Gator?
Yeah, look, I think the horse I'm most confident out of Flemington race, it was probably Overexposure, race 5, number 3 there at Flemington. Just never in the right part of the track first up, and I think should have beaten Vasileta last time. That's debatable, but certainly I'm entitled to an opinion. I think he probably should have won it, and then Vasileta probably should have won the Manifold last week after being held up. I think getting an ideal draw on Saturday to 1600 looks perfect. So look, he's not a lay down there, but he's probably the one I'm most confident out of the 18 races, 9 Sydney, 9 Melbourne on the weekend. Overexposure
has gone to Flemington 3 times, has only run into the placings once. Does that concern you at all, Gator?
Oh, no, I think that those stats can be, misleading. I think I don't have an issue with him at the track. And, in my very humble view, I think he should have a W next to his name from his last start there. And he was only second up that day. So I don't think he's anywhere near, you'd think at least plateau, maybe even a continued improvement into the preparation.
Joint favourites at the moment, Overexposure with Heavenly Emperor. What's the knock on the other favourite?
Oh, none at all. It's a very genuine horse. And I thought ran a great race 2 runs ago after doing a power work on a hot speed. And was heavily back last time. I think the punters identified that he'll get a much softer run outside the speed. It's exactly what happened with Jamie Carr taking over and held on and won. There's some good runs behind. Look, he's just super, super genuine horse, and he won't run poorly. He's a horse that Overexposure has to beat. But I'm confident he can, and he's not $1.50. What are they, near $3 each of 2 to find out?
Yeah, just short of $3 there in race number 5 at Flemington. Then where do we go with the second of your parlay bets, Gator?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to Flemington this week. I think Zakaro can win again. He's in race 2. I know it was only a pretty rank race, the 64 race last week. We actually rated pretty well, and he covered ground beating them. His win prior to that, he was very good against the race shape. In fact, he recorded the race fast the last 200 splits of that race. So the writing was on the wall, and just too good from last week. It's only a 70 race. Look, Hasseltoff's flying, high and dry. Florida Dream looks ready to win, but I'm going to stick with Zakaro. He's very backable. $5 tab last look. So he's the first leg of our multi, parlay 2 and 3, into Overexposure we've touched on. And I'm giving Terbium another chance, race 9. Just by the time we got to race 8, that inside draw was a big negative. And they didn't let him out. they kept him in there. And he went down narrowly in a really fast race. I think he can hit back Terbium. So he's in race 9. So yep. Parlay 2-3. Zakaro, Overexposure, Terbium.
I was going to ask you about Terbium. Without the text message, the famous text message, Gator, I was sort of having a guess whether or not Terbium might be your D-Day horse. Is it a little bit of a D-Day scenario for Terbium on Saturday?
Look, almost. Look, his first up win was exceptional. His trial before that was exceptional. I guess he just hasn't fully gained our trust yet, has he? Perhaps that's the query. But look, I thought he did a really good job last time, to be honest, with his big weight in the worst part of the track, in a really fast race. I mean, they've absolutely smashed the clock. So I have to trust the form. Sort of Mercy, interestingly, who won it, goes around in the list at Kensington Stakes two runs earlier. So you will get a little guide on that form. But I'd expect it to hand up. I expect Holder, and I expect him to run well, and I expect her to run well in that listed race.
There are some fascinating races at Flemington on Saturday. That race that we are talking about, race 9, it is a benchmark 84, the last race on the card there at Flemington. An interesting runner in that same race is Mystery Shot Gator, who is undefeated and will be first up on Saturday.
Yeah, look, there's a reason why horses string wins, and there's a reason why they don't, generally. You know, if you've got change-up speed or a great will to win, and you're placed right, you know, you can certainly string wins. Now, this horse has some change-up speed. At the end of last prep, he showed another string to his bow. He looked beaten, but he showed a great will to win, great fight. So, he's got a few strings to his bow. His jump out was terrific, I thought. He surged late to win it. So, he's just a winner, you know, simple as that, even in his trials. So, I think he's certainly a horse Terbium has to be. I'm siding Terbium, but certainly Mystery Shot, a must for the quaddie.
Well, that's a great thing when you're playing in competitive races and you've identified Terbium as a horse you want to back. If in a competitive race, Gator, you're going to get a good price. So at around that $4.50 quote, if we can get the money there, we will be doing very well. Have you got a long division race this week?
Yeah, look, I thought there's a really good race in Sydney. It's race 9 up there at Rose Hill. Now, what we're seeing, it's only a benchmark 78 by its nature, but I think both Smart Image and Private Eye have aspirations to be significantly better than the grade. So they're the two I want to focus in on. Smart Image, terrific win first up. Overcame difficulties, ran a couple of 11-second flat last 200. And I was pretty keen on him last time, thinking he'd handle the heavy track, Kenzo. He didn't. Blinkers go on, gets on top of the ground. So it's either him or Private Eye for mine. He's another smart three-year-old. He's only been beaten once. It was on debut. And really good strength to his Kenzo win last time. He actually recorded the equal fastest last 200 of the day. And he's been on dry ground once he won it. So it's an intriguing race. I think a lot of punters, I think, you know, Tab will tell you post-race that a decent percentage of the market share will be around those 2 3-year-olds.
0416905052 if you've got a question for Gator this morning in relation to racing on Saturday afternoon. There are a couple of text messages coming through, Gator. A few messages coming through regarding Victorians heading up to Queensland there for the Magic Millions Carnival. So I'll get your thoughts on that in a moment. What about Long Arm at Flemington on Saturday, Gator? Such a great performance first up in Australia. Gets out to 2,000 metres. There has already been money for this galloper in race 8 at Flemington.
Yeah, look, it was a terrific Australian debut. His jump out prior to that, he looked fabulous to me. I didn't tip him on top his first off start, but I think he had him second or third. He looked terrific at the trials as a reference there. Now, what he did do was sit off a really strong speed and surge late. He relished that fast tempo. Being a stayer, those depths of endurance really kicked in. The problem with him on Saturday is he can't see any speed in the race. You know, Mr. Meter might lead, but they're not going to go anywhere near the tempo they went in Long Arm's Australian debut. To offset that, I think at 2,000 metres he can settle closer. You know, if he's got some gear, some change-up speed, second up, 2,000, he's certainly in the mix. I've got him third pick, but it's a potential trap race, I think. I think it's a great race where you can look for a bit of value.
Yeah, and I agree with you. We'll get a good gauge on exactly maybe how good he is as well. The punters certainly like him anyway, $5 into $3.70. The feature race on Saturday at Flemington is the Kensington Stakes, Gator, and it's another interesting race because you've got those horses that are in form, like Sword of Mercy and Pandemic, and then those other horses that have had a little freshen and a couple of weeks off and have targeted this race, like a Halvorsen or a Fabergino. How have you been able to work out this straight race at Flemington on Saturday?
With some difficulty, so Fabergino has the runs on the board, hence the big weight. She won with big weight last time. She's got to give weight to males. It's never easy. She's got an outstanding record at 1,000 metres. She runs fast time from the front. Now, Sword of Mercy gets a big weight advantage on her. They've never clashed, but on times and measures, on her last start, she absolutely measures up here. Her last 600 was over 10 lengths above average. Her overall time over 12 lengths above average, Sword of Mercy. So two exceptional wins this prep. And if she runs those sort of figures again, she's with her weight advantage on Fabergino, she's a big danger. If you didn't see how horses jump out, I'd recommend it. It was outstanding. Pandemic's a really good horse. He runs fast for a long time. Back to 1,000 inside draw, it has to be a little query. And he's never seen the straight. So even though I'm a big fan, I've shuffled him down to fourth, such as the depth of the race. And Prezado has a relative weight advantage on Fabergino and must have a case as well. So I think you could label any one of those five and be really confident heading into the race. And one of us will be right.
Yeah, it's one of those races where you could make a case for a number of them as winning chances. And I noticed that Hal Vorsen has been absolutely crunched over the last 24 hours, opened up close to $12 and already into $6.50. So the punters haven't missed Hal Vorsen there first up for Robbie Griffiths on Saturday. Gator, what about Bonds Away first up in the same race? Has a decent first up record. Is one of the outsiders of the field. Is that a horse you might potentially throw into a quaddie?
Oh, look, we've changed the names to protect the innocent, but there was a lovely young lady earlier in my life. Her name was Sam. We decided that we still really liked each other, but we're going to see other people. This is my relationship with Bonds Away. Just doesn't win. Look, runs well fresh. We'll be charging home, but... No, we've separated, but there's still mutual respect.
Well, if Bonds Away gets up on Saturday, Gator, it'll be the equivalent of the Instagram post with the new love and to really rub salt into the wound. So just keep an eye on that on Saturday afternoon. Hey, Gator, another one I can't let you go without asking about is in the first race at Flemington. I know you've been a huge fan of Parlophone in the past. She's first up today. She's a short price favourite. Will you be opening proceedings by backing Parlophone on Saturday?
Depending on the price, I think she's been sort of moved in a little bit. Tab, I've just noticed the corner of my eye in the last sort of 24 hours. I think she's jumping out well. Her last first up win was terrific. She nearly buck jumped early. She still ran over last week's impressive winners, SD Bell. Then she went to Adelaide, won a stakes race. Beaten 3.5 lengths by September run. You'd have to think that's the right form. So if I'm framing a market, yes, she's on top. Yes, you can do things wrong, though, as we've seen. So hopefully they've ironed those out. Aquagirl's jumped out well. Hydro Star could be anything. But I'm with Parlophone. To answer your question, in the first, I think... But there's that asterisk, isn't there? That she can let us down and can do things wrong. So it'll come down to price. I'd expect... I'd want, around triple your money. So I want $3 at the moment as I look up on my tab screen. $2.80. So we're not far off what we need.
Tiny from the Godolphin Yard brings down that Sydney form. Gator, how does that measure up against these other three-year-olds?
Look, she can run useful time. She actually did a really good job against the older mares last time. She's never seen a dry track, so, look, she may go through the roof. Or she may be just a wet tracker. We'll know more after the race. But the driest track she's seen was a soft five, and it was probably her best run. So you'd have to say that she's certainly in the mix. I've got her third pick, and I certainly wouldn't faint at all. I think Parlophone's got more runs on the board right at this stage.
Okay, so that's at Flemington on Saturday. Just recapping your 2-3 parlay this week. We're going for race 5, number 3, Overexposure, into race 2, number 3, Sicaro, into race 9, number 4, Terbium. And just to get things clear, because I was struggling on this last week, Gator, you need two of those to salute and we make some money. Three of those and we've made a lot of money. And if we only get one of those up, we lose our money. Is that right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, so I figured it all out now, Gator. I'm all across
you're all
this.
Over it.
Yeah.
So you're experience. Not super quick. But,
so it's taken me all summer, but I'm there. 0416905052. We're nearly out of time with Gator here on his game plan, but there's a couple of messages coming through, Gator, asking about Balavella potentially being overs there at the Gold Coast on Saturday. Do you have an opinion on Balavella at the Goldie?
Look, I'm a fan. I think she can certainly win that race. I've done Melbourne, Sydney and even Adelaide form for Sky One. I haven't quite finished off the Gold Coast yet, but I would be shocked if she didn't measure up in a race like that. On her times and measures, certainly the Manicato miss was a forgive run last time. She's well and truly proven fresh. And McEwen Stakes went her first up. So to answer your question, I need to actually nut down the race and get a top-rated runner order. But I can tell you that she'll be right in the mix for me.
There's another message coming through from Tom in Tanworth, a long-time listener, and we might be just pushing you a little bit hard, Gator, because I know you just said you haven't quite fully done the form there, but is there anything that has jumped out at you on Saturday there on the Gold Coast? Obviously, a lot of punters keen to bet up there this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fabulous race day, and I've been lucky enough to be up there a couple of times in the last few years, and it's a wonderful day. Late scratching this year, but... to answer the question, I think the two-year-old race is wide open this year. I'm having a bit of trouble with it. What I'm sort of gravitating to is Swift Witness probably brings the best last start performance. Look, none of these have really, you know, put a huge figure on the clock, but did break 1.3 for the 1,100 last time and did run significantly quicker than Finance Tycoon on the day. Drawn well enough, so I've got a feeling, and that was their first one in the blinkers, so... I've got a feeling it'll be Swift Witness on top, but it is a race where not much would surprise, and it'll be a wide first leg of the quarter, I can see that.
It does look an open race. The three-year-old affair doesn't look as open because it does look more like a two-horse race, and we had Glenn Boss on the show yesterday, Gator, and I could not believe how confident he was with a way game, and to be honest, I can't believe the betting drift on her as well. Isotope continues to firm. What are your thoughts here in the three-year-old?
I think they're both absolute jets. I think Isotope's a better horse. Look, she probably proved that by hardly having an ideal run last time and still able to run her down. They ran away from the rest of the field. She runs the times of a proper horse. So I am scared of a way game, and I can understand the strength of confidence around the stable and jockey, because she was only first up the other day. She broke clear. She looked home. I think all things being equal, Isotope beats her. But from that draw, away game is guaranteed a gun run. Whereas Isotope, still probably is from gate seven, but it's not 100% certain, is it? So, well, nothing is in racing. But look, I'm team Isotope. I can tell you that much going into that race. But does look at a two-horse race, fabulous racing.
Yeah, and it just looks like one of the races of the year on paper. I can't wait for that. It's all set up. It's going to be a cracker there on Saturday afternoon at the Gold Coast Gator. Before I let you go, there is another message coming through. You're best in Sydney on Saturday at Rose Hill.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Count de Rupee. Race 5, number 10, gets way down in the weights. And just, I think they just overcooked it last time. They covered a lot of ground, thinking they're in the best part of the track, whereas the winner, that smart horse, who we touched on, Private Eye, saved ground. Sectional time were pretty similar to that horse we rate really highly. So it's really backable as well. Count de Rupee, race 5, number 10, Rose Hill.
So that's at Rose Hill on Saturday. And have you got a thought in the Panola Cup today?
Panola Cup. I haven't quite got my head around the Panola Cup. But right. That come up again, another year gone by. Wow.
Yes. Mark on the text machine has got an owner's tip. So he's looking for you to give it the gold seal of approval. I won't go there, Gator. Good luck on Saturday. You're in form. And we'll catch you tomorrow on the Form Focus, I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty good having a week off but working, but yes. It's not real work, so we love it. Thanks, mate. I'll speak tomorrow.
Oh, good stuff. There we go. David Gately previewing all of those race meetings on Saturday, and his three-leg parlay, or his 2-3 parlay there at Flemington. He's going race 5, number 3, Over Exposure, into race 2, number 3, Sicaro, into race 9, number 4, Terbium. That's at Flemington on Saturday afternoon. It's 11.